The massive stroke that's threatening the life of Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon comes as his country prepares for an election. Sharon is now on life support. For a look at the role that Sharon has played in Israeli politics and what his departure from the scene might mean, we turn to a prominent Israeli writer who has been critical of Sharon in the past. His name is David Grossman, and he's on the line from Jerusalem. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
We do not want to write the obituary of this man who is still on life support, but can you describe the place that Ariel Sharon has held in Israeli politics for decades?
Well, he had an enormous impact on our policy and on our military behavior, on the way we treat our neighbors and enemies. The way he acted throughout his career was quite a dubious way. From the beginning of his career as a young officer, he used to disobey orders and even took pride of that tendency. We cannot forget his part in the Lebanon War, where he manipulated the Prime Minister Menachem Begin to be involved in this war, and eventually a national governmental committee removed him of his position as a Minister of Defense in Israel. I cannot forget his part as the major architect of building the settlements in the occupied territories and planting them deliberately in places that would make any viable solution for peace, make it almost impossible or at least very difficult to sustain.
Now, in more recent months, particularly, he's become the founder of a new political party in Israel that was seen as a centrist party, trying to battle against more extreme voices on both sides. What do you think happens to that party now that Sharon is in the condition that he's in?
In the last couple of years, he made a dramatic and very courageous, I think, change in all his worldview and his behavior. And he stood against all his own constituency and supporters and admirers. And he created this central party, which was supposed to be the largest party in Israel. The main dominant things that glued the people who joined massively this party was the personality of Ariel Sharon. And I really wonder what will become on this party, but what is much more important, what will become about the peace process. There is nobody now in Israel that enjoys so much support as Mr. Sharon that can allow him to take the painful steps needed in order to achieve a viable peace between us and the Palestinians.
What do you think it is about the character of this man whose actions have been so controversial over the years,
yeah,
that made him so widely respected at this point?
In the last years, he became really like, you know, a big father who radiates security and confidence, the one who never yields to any threat or pressure. And all that gave the Israelis a feeling of power, of confidence, stability, a kind of even a historic sequence that its days is longer than the days of Sharon the individual.
Mr. Grossman, thank you very much.
Thank you.
David Grossman is the author of Death as a Way of Life, Israel 10 Years After Oslo.